A look back at 2010, the Stamp Collecting Report, I'm Lloyd DeVries. It was quite a year for stamp collectors. The top three officials of the U.S. Postal Service who oversee the issuing of stamps are retiring, all at once. Postmaster General Jack Potter, Stamp Services Chief Dave Failer, and the Manager of Stamp Development, Terry McCaffrey, who says it was just a coincidence.
I think it was just sort of an odd coupling.
McCaffrey suffered a major heart attack a year ago and decided to call it a career.
If I had left anything undone, I probably would still be here.
Failer turned 55 and is going to the United Nations Postal Administration. Potter is also 55, but we don't know his plans yet. The Postal Service also announced that all future commemoratives will be forever stamps, good to mail a letter even if rates increase. Meanwhile, the agency continues to lose loads of money, which affects services for stamp collectors. Scott Stamp Monthly became a part of Lynn Stamp News, a weekly newspaper owned by the same company, thus ending 90 years as an independent magazine. The National Postal Museum persuaded half a dozen or so members of Congress to display parts of their stamp collections on Capitol Hill, a first. The museum, part of the Smithsonian, also announced plans for a major expansion, thanks to financier Bill Gross, who donated $8 million. At the American Philatelic Society, the nation's major stamp collectors organization, popular staffer Ken Martin was promoted to executive director. But in unrelated moves, the top two librarians left. I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting and to see what 2011 brings, visit virtualstampclub.com.